going to push a button, and what it's going to do, it's going to take off and it's going to hover at a particular spot.
It's teacher planning day at Terry Parker High School, and Anthony De La Crosse is demonstrating a lesson in the works for this semester. Hovering near him is an AR quadricopter drone. He's controlling it with an iPad.
Bring it.
A few curious teachers passing by stop and stare at the small unmanned aircraft whizzing back and forth. It can flip and turn, take photos and shoot video. And starting this week, students at the school will learn how to fly it. The class is part of the Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University Dual Enrollment Program. In a sense, it's a literal lesson in rocket science, says Gail Cullum, director of the program in Duval County.
We shoot rockets, we build them, you know, we have drones. You're going to have a lot of project-based learning.
And it's one of the newest efforts by the district to usher in a brave new world of learning. Duval School's Superintendent Nikolai Vitti says that world needs to span far beyond the classroom.
I really think 11th and 12th grade should be radically different than it is now. I don't think that students should be spending 11th and 12th grade in a high school classroom. I think 11th to 12th grade should be spent dual enrollment, internships, even to industry certification linked to an internship.
The landscape of learning is already shifting quickly in Duval County. In 2012, about 870 industry certification exams were passed in the district. By 2013, that number increased to 1,600 for the year. And this year, the district has reached nearly 1,600 in one semester alone. The Embry-Riddle program is the latest in that effort. School officials first piloted the program at Paxson School for Advanced Studies back in August. This month, 13 different schools in the district are offering at least one Embry-Riddle course to JROTC students. More than 1,200 juniors and seniors are already enrolled. The top-ranked aeronautical university has been offering high school student courses in military history and unmanned aircraft systems through its dual enrollment program for nearly a decade, beginning with Okaloosa County. Now, 29 schools across Florida offer the program. Duval County is the newest district to get on board, but it also offers it at more schools than any other district. And that is due in large part to Larry Rogers, Executive Director of Special Programs at JROTC.
It kind of birthed from JROTC. We were noticing that a lot of our young people, after they got to their third stage in JROTC, they were looking for a weighted course. And so since they couldn't find a weighted course and it didn't fit into their schedule, they were opting to get out of JROTC. And so we needed to figure out some mechanism, if you will, that would attract our young people to complete the JROTC program.
And so a partnership between Embry-Riddle and the district's JROTC program was born. And unlike many other dual enrollment and advanced placement courses, the aeronautics program does not have a minimum GPA requirement. That opens the door to hundreds more students in the district, and it sets the path for filling thousands more positions in engineering and related fields. In fact, the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics projects that jobs in engineering and architecture will increase by more than 250,000, or 10%, by 2020. Cullum says the aim of the program is to get students ready now.
We're not kidding around. They're going to learn how to program. His drone came with an iPad, and that's empowerment. You know, a high school student learning how to do real programming that operates a drone at 17, now they have that sense that they can do anything.
Kids will have fun with that.
It's a whole new lesson in aiming for the stars. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.